This is Truth for Health, Defending Our Freedom with Dr. Lee for Freedom on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Truth for Health, Defending Our Freedom. And I am your host, Dr. Lee for Freedom, American Physicians and CEO of the public charity Truth for Health Foundation. Go to our website, truthforhealth.org, and sign up for our alerts, providing balanced, truthful, peer-reviewed medical information the mainstream media is censoring. We are the voice of the voiceless, and we are silent no more. And welcome to today's show on TNT Radio, your voice of freedom around the world. Welcome to our show today. My guest is Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired and former Vice Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Air Force Forces in Europe. And at the end of his Air Force career, was Assistant Vice Chief of Staff, number 3 man in the U.S. Air Force. He also was working with Vice President Gore, reinventing government for the DOD. And I am pleased to have him on our show today with really what I think is an urgent alert. And General McInerney sent out an alert to many of us physicians and attorneys and freedom fighters who have been working together since the beginning of the pandemic, when he shared his concerns about events that had just happened in China in conjunction with the Olympics. So General McInerney, thank you for your service to our country. I have thoroughly enjoyed learning from you in all of your interviews during the pandemic. I appreciate your service to our country and your courage in speaking out against the tyranny we face now. What has just happened in Beijing with the Olympics and that you were alerting all of us to this past weekend?
Well, Dr. Lee, thank you very much for having me. And before I give you that answer, I think people may wonder why a ex-fighter pilot is involved with COVID-19, et cetera. And let me give you that background. 2 days before the election in 2020, on the 1st of November, I was notified that the Democratic Party was going to use a classified program called Hammer and Scorecard. It was a CIA program that the Obama administration had taken from CIA, part of it, and were using it. And they didn't inform me on my source on the first that it was going to come out of China and other foreign nations. But I went on the Steve Bannon show on the second, Monday, the 2nd of November, 2020. And Sidney Powell was the co-anchor, and I alerted the people that they were going to use cyber warfare on the election. I didn't have many specifics, but I had reported the Hammer program back in March 18th of 2017. And so I got involved in elections that normally I don't. I was working radical Islam and national security issues. But this then becomes a national security issue. And as I mentioned to you, I am the founder of an edge cloud company. So I'm involved with some bleeding edge technology. And one of the things, of course, we worry about is cyber warfare. So that's why I became involved. And true to my call, they did use cyber warfare. They stole the election from President Trump. He actually had 80 million votes, and Biden had 68 million. Now, they have reversed that number. But if anyone doesn't believe that, then why isn't Biden, I call him O'Biden now, why isn't he demanding that there be audits in all 50 states? Because that would be a chest pounder. He could say, look, I won with the largest number of votes in history. And I'm just giving people this background. And he hasn't done that. Instead, they've spent millions of dollars and had thousands of lawyers trying to stop any of the audits in the key six battleground states. And so that doesn't pass the sniff test. But unfortunately, it is what it is, and the disaster that has ensued. Now, what I warned you all about and saw in a message that came out of China and information about hemorrhagic fever, some of the people over there are getting it. Before the Olympics started, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I have been talking about that the Chinese will use the Olympics as a spreader, just as they did COVID-19. Let me backspace one more. After the election, I soon found out that in 2005, the Chinese equivalent of their chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff briefed the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. This is 2005, mind you, 17 years ago, briefed the Chinese Communist Party that their new doctrine, that's what we call warfare and the way you fight it, the new doctrine would be to conquer other countries by using biological warfare, massive biological warfare, and massive cyber warfare. This was in 2005. I didn't find this out till probably 3 months after the election, 2020 election. But it is very obvious to me that COVID-19 is not a pandemic. COVID-19 was a deliberate biological attack by the Chinese on the world, and specifically to impact the global economy, as well as elections and leadership in the global nations, specifically the impact on the U.S., which it, it did.
Let me just add something to what you said about the significance of 2005. 2005 was the International Health Agreement that 183 countries signed that turned over authority, all authority in the signatory countries to the World Health Organization and public health agencies in each country in the event a global pandemic was declared. So you're talking about something that the Joint Chiefs of Staff were briefed on in 2005 with a goal of the Chinese Communist Party to conquer other countries by bioweapons and cyber warfare. And 2005 was the same time that all these countries signed on to this agreement, turning control of their country over to the World Health Organization in the event a global pandemic was declared, which was done in March of 2020 by Tedros. So there are two pieces of the puzzle that are critically important.
They're vitally important. You see, I didn't know that, Dr. Lee. And so you can see that Dr. Tedra, who's been working very closely with the Chinese, and the Chinese have obviously been working closely with domestic enemies, as we call them, people, the Democratic Party, because it was the Democratic Party people, members of it, President Obama, John Brennan, Jim Clapper, Comey, and others are the ones that someone of those people had to turn over Hammer and Scorecard, which was a CIA program that would shape elections. Now, you never hear President Trump talk about it or anybody talk about in government Hammer and Scorecard, and that's because it's a special access program. Once you're briefed into it, then you can never divulge that. It's a criminal offense and they'll lock you up. They've got you dead to rights. I was never in briefed on it. I was briefed or got a read about it from articles that Mary Fanning wrote on the whistleblower who invented the program, who had testified in front of, guess who, Jim Comey, James Baker, Comey's chief legal counsel in the FBI, and turned over 40-some hard drives of information that they had used. Two weeks after President Obama came in office, they moved a version of Hammer over to Fort Washington, Maryland, and started listening to U.S. citizens in violation. Dennis Montgomery, who invented it, became a whistleblower in 2015. Now, this is background. We don't want to lose our focus, but that's how an old fighter pilot became involved in these issues, and they're all relevant. And thank you very much for telling me about what happened in 2005 with the World Health Organization and Dr. Cedros.
Well, and see, that was, of course, led by the Chinese to push for that, because, and the citizens of the world do not realize that that agreement was put in place in 2005 in preparation for what was coming later. And that is what, you know, at first we couldn't figure out medically why suddenly every country in the world was locked down simultaneously with the same talking points, the same restrictions on the medicines that worked, and the same absolute tyranny worldwide. And what we didn't know was that piece of the puzzle that was put into place in 2005 that totally overrides all constitutional rights, charter rights, whatever rights exist in any country under their constitution. Human and civil rights are totally usurped by that international health agreement. And public health agencies, at the direction of WHO, are then in control of everything. And that is what we've been working to get out. That's also then, on the other hand, what is happening in the US military, that military service members, all of their human and civil rights, constitutional rights, religious rights have been totally usurped, and they face arrest and persecution if they try to speak out about this, which is why Truth for Health Foundation has been addressing the military abuse and tyranny, because if our military goes down, the rest of us are toast, and burn toast at that. So I'm fighting tooth and nail on that front. And then you bring this alert about what happened in China, and I was stunned by this. So about the hemorrhagic fever that was breaking out in China, and these can be highly lethal. Marburg and Ebola are two medical examples in the hemorrhagic fever class. China has had trouble with a hantavirus hemorrhagic fever in the past that isn't as severe in terms of its effects on humans. But as soon as I heard about it, I was thinking they were ginning up the fear medically to prepare for whatever the global predators and evil minds have planned for the rest of us as a next step. Then you came in with the point about President Putin. So tell our audience what happened over that first weekend in Beijing with President Putin and why he was so outraged at the Chinese and left China.
Well, President Putin was in there for the opening events last week, and they had a lot of publicity, he and President Xi. And he was staying in their guest house, but his staff was staying in a hotel downtown. And they started coming down with the hemorrhagic fever. And he was furious, and he left. Now, none of the mainstream media people have reported this. This hasn't been reported. This came through a network that I have. And so that's why I put out, when I saw that, I immediately alerted everybody. And you picked it up, and Todd, of course, and I've been working with Todd and now you on this issue, because I gave everybody the background that I believe a course of action, and these are military terms, Dr. Lee, but we should expect, just as I said, and I'm adamant about it, that COVID-19 was a deliberate biological attack on the world by the Chinese Communist Party, not the people of China, but the Chinese Communist Party, headed up by President Xi. Now, that is an act of war. Unfortunately, President Trump, when he was president, he didn't realize it. He didn't get the advice from the military, I believe, that should have said this, but it became absolutely certain to me when the 2020 election on the night of the 3rd and the morning of the 4th of November, we got the massive cyber warfare attack on the 6 battleground states, being Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Now, those were the key states. And the difference in the voting between Trump and Biden was between 10 and 20,000. And that's, and for our listeners, Hammer is like your iPhone. And on your iPhone, you have all these different apps, whether it's for travel, rental cars, banks, whatever. Well, they have in this an app called Scorecard. And Scorecard goes into the servers in the specific counties that they're voting on, and they chose primarily minority counties that were, quote, heavily Democratic. And they, 5 of the 6 battleground states shut down somewhere around between 10 and 11 o'clock on the night of the 3rd of November. And then they came up in the morning of the 4th of.
Did I lose you? General McInerney, before the cyber interference from whoever is listening to your devices, you were talking about the fact that Putin abruptly left China with the outbreak of the hemorrhagic fever affecting members of his team. Let's talk more about that and what you have as an update, and then we'll bring in our international attorney, Todd Callender, to talk about some of the legal framework of what we suspect is going on. So bring us up to date on Putin leaving China and the hemorrhagic fever information.
As I was saying, Dr. Lee, before we got that cyber hack, that President Putin was visiting for the opening of the Olympics. He was visiting President Xi, and they had pictures showing them together and bonding, et cetera. And 3 days after he got there, he was staying at a guest house, but his staff was staying in a hotel downtown, and several of them got hemorrhagic fever, at least this is the report, and President Putin abruptly left. He just got up. He was furious, according to the press report. It wasn't the mainstream media, because the mainstream media has not picked it up. He left. So as Todd and I have discussed, when he comes on, I've been talking about, for maybe the last month, that a course of action, this is a military term, we should be prepared for, is that we will get another virus and that the Olympics will be the spreader. And that's very important because, as I pointed out, COVID-19 was a deliberate biological attack, and you reinforced it even more for me today when you told me about, in 2005, the World Health Organization, we had that large number of global signatories that the World Health Organization would control a pandemic. Well, COVID-19 was not a pandemic. It was a deliberate biological attack. And we should say, when it's deliberate, we will not conform to the World Health Organization. That's digressing. But we should expect for this upcoming election, just like 2 years ago when COVID-19 hit us, and we called it a pandemic, we should expect as a course of action that they're going to do it again, so it will impact our midterms. The global elites who are behind this, and I told you who the global elites in the US were, was Obama, Biden, John Brennan, Jim Clapper, and others. They are involved with this, along with the elites in the United States, the technocrats, these billionaires, because the group we are facing has just unlimited resources to do what they're doing, but they're very evil. So this is what we should expect. And then the Republicans that are sitting here glibly thinking that they're going to win big in the 2022 election it's going to have the same effect. And we should be prepared for it. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And if we do not wise up and do what you're doing, Dr. Lee, that's why it's so important what you are doing on these broadcasts, so we can prepare the American people and the people of the world of what's coming. But that is what we're about to face, another, whether it's hemorrhagic fever or whatever it is, the different options, it'll be a new virus, and they'll want to button us down again. That should not happen.
Well, I agree totally. And certainly we've already been hearing about the hemorrhagic fever in China, and for our listeners to understand, hemorrhagic fevers are generally extraordinarily serious. Ebola is one example. Marburg virus is another example. They cause a mortality rate north of 50 to 60%, and sometimes as high as 80%. And we have some treatment options, but they are much more limited than what we had available for COVID-19. And so when we talk about the American public getting prepared, we'll have some shows coming up to talk about what you can do on the health front medically to be better prepared. But you have to understand, we have to be prepared to defend the election. We have to be prepared to defend our constitutional rights and not capitulate. So I have invited, in addition to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, I've invited an international attorney, Todd Callender, to speak with us about some of the legal framework and some of the legal actions that citizens have the potential to start implementing. And those are critical. And Truth for Health Foundation is working with Todd's legal firm, Disabled Rights Advocates, to not only defend our military service members, but to also help citizens know what their rights are and how they can start taking action in their local communities. So let's leave the international scene long enough to come back to Attorney Callender joining us to speak about the legal framework. General McInerney, we'll be right back to you. So Todd, help us understand some of the legal issues that you brought out in the email discussion when General McInerney alerted all of us to what had just happened in China.
Each of you did a really wonderful job of laying the foundation to this discussion. It is the 2005 international health regulations that more than 190 countries sign on to. And that is really the causal link to global governance. So there's been a variety of UN conventions, including the Agenda for the 21st Century, as a prelude to create the framework for a unified, centrally controlled government. And all these years, they've been missing the mechanism to get it into force. A global pandemic, as declared by the WHO, via the process of the 2005 International Health Regulations, effectively cedes all sovereignty of every signatory nation to the WHO in terms of decision-making and a global response. In effect, every country agrees to suspend their constitutional protections or charter protections for their citizens in furtherance of giving the WHO a homogenized, very coordinated approach to treating or beating, let's put it that way, a global pandemic disease. Whether that is coronavirus or whether that's hantavirus, Ebola, is irrelevant. It's simply a causal link to eliminate sovereignty and force everybody to capitulate into a global governance system, which is based on a martial law, kind of a framework. So you would see everybody's national health response depends on the WHO. And likewise, the WHO used the CDC or the NIH or every other country's own mechanism to suspend individual rights, whether that's quarantining them, testing them, or even, quote unquote, vaccinating them involuntarily with experimental drugs. That's how we got here. And you two did a really good job of identifying what that trigger looks like. And make no mistake, this was planned. It's been planned for a very long time. And what we're seeing is that trigger mechanism. And as we beat COVID, The next one comes just as you indicated, General, whether that is the 2020 elections or any other reason whatsoever, they will keep bringing these attacks.
And what we want to talk about, which I'll do the medical side in another show of what people can do to better preserve their health and take steps proactively. But what I really want you and General McInerney to talk about in our time today is what are the steps with some of the legal strategies that we've been discussing. I discussed with the attorney in New York recently. And I also am looking at what's happening in Arizona on the ground, what's happening in Alaska, what's happening in Texas, Mississippi, and Tennessee that we know about. What can citizens do? Talk about the surety bond concept. Talk about individual private citizens filing criminal complaints, which you have provided, and we have put that up. We are putting that up on our website, truthforhealth.org.
The first part is this, and both of you identified it separately, and that is sovereignty. Sovereignty is the cure to globalism. Whether that is by state or by person is almost irrelevant. If you look at what Governor DeSantis has done, you know, he was running his own health measures and has done a very good job of that. If you go to the next level down, each and every service member in the military, each and every sheriff, deputy sheriff, they're swearing an oath of allegiance to the Constitution. In the case of the sheriff, it's the Constitution of their state and the Constitution of the United States of America. What we're missing right now is people recognizing that and remembering that they are a citizen and a member of this society. So we're seeing chiefs of police get chased out of their department, trying to avoid receiving a complaint that a citizen has actually made in relation to this very problem. It's a dereliction of duty. They're running away from it. However, there are other people that have taken those oaths, and it's at a point now where we're asking for officers in the military, for example, to effectuate an arrest, effectuate complaints, start a court-martial process to go against those above you or below you that are pushing the vaccines illegally. The same would apply for police. We need arrests. And it isn't until such time as we effectuate arrests that this is going to happen. And I would let you know there's some good news on that. On Monday of this week, the Arizona Attorney General accepted such a complaint, genocide, crimes against humanity, and assigned a case number. It's that, and we need people to support that and to support that Attorney General. And if at all necessary, form your citizen grand juries and utilize the systems and the tools that we already have in place to stand up and take our country back. And every country must do the same thing.
I want you to talk more about the Arizona criminal complaint. Tell people how they can express an opinion on that and urge the Attorney General to investigate it. What's the case number? How do people take action to support this criminal complaint for crimes against humanity? And tell us what it is, what that criminal complaint is about.
So starting with the criminal complaint back in March of 2021, our firm had drafted a form criminal complaint that alleges the entire pandemic, the genocidal effort of those in power that the general referred to as either being the elite or, as I call them, the owners and their henchmen thereof, including Anthony Fauci. And it details all of the crimes that have been committed along the way, most of which come from the Nuremberg trials. We've already been through this once in 1945. We drafted it as a form complaint, and we published it on a website called VaxChoice, VaxChoice.com. And within the first month or so, we had more than 20,000 downloads of this complaint. And it's really designed for self-help. Anybody and everybody has jurisdiction by virtue of something called universal jurisdiction. And that's, again, out of the Nuremberg Code. And it effectively states that these crimes alleged are so egregious that anybody and everybody has jurisdiction. And if they're in some governmental body, they can then expend resources to pursue it. Even a traffic court has jurisdiction, by way of example. So we had a lot of people traveling around filing these with their local sheriff's departments and attorneys general. And it really wasn't until Sheriff Villanueva in Los Angeles County actually investigated it because one of these ladies was so persistent. And he came away saying, look, we get it. We understand it. This is really a matter for the International Court of Justice. That's not what's important. What is important is that when Governor Newsom mandated that he vaccinate his entire staff, he refused. And he did so because he understood the nature of the case, that this was planned, that this is a crime. So we had a paradigm shift in thinking of people that this is some mistake. It's not possible my government would want to kill me. But that's right where we're at. And now we see these things picking up steam. Jack Boatler filed one with the Texas Attorney General last week. Some different people filed one in Arizona, and I'll have to dig up the case number for you. That wasn't one I was directly involved in. And I think it was a sheriff in Pasadena County in California who was also pursuing this. This is an election year for a lot of attorney generals and for a lot of sheriffs, and this needs to become an election year issue. Ask your sheriff, ask your political representative, ask your attorney general, what are you doing about this? We've got bodies laying around. We have dead people. We have injured people. And nobody's doing anything about this from a criminal law point of view. And if we get this into an election year cycle and an issue where they have to defend why they're not doing something, it also gives the other side, whoever's opposing them, the chance to promise that they will do something. That's the starting point.
And that's critical. And the Arizona Attorney General gave case number 2022-0412. That was in your email to me the other day, and I had it with me for us to discuss, because we need an army of people to call the Arizona Attorney General's office and to politely ask about the progress on this criminal complaint and give the case number. We want to let the Attorney General know that we support his looking into this and investigating it, and let them know the public is interested. And we want to encourage all of you across Arizona and other states, look at how you can get this process going in your state and get the media involved talking about how critical this is that we take back our constitutional, human, and civil rights. So again, that case number is 2022-0412. Let's follow it up and let's keep tabs on the progress. So thank you, Todd, for all the work your firm did in spearheading this legal action that citizens can take privately without having to hire an attorney, without having to do anything other than take charge, download the form, and file the form with their state attorney general.
Yeah, that's right. And there are slight amendments to it that people would be directed to. For instance, it's drafted in accordance with federal law, and there's a place for people to put in their own state laws. It's really quite simple to adapt to their own circumstances. And this goes back to one of the things that the general brought up in yourself, is this sovereignty issue. People need to understand that it is their country that is under attack. It is their family that is under attack. And that this really is a genocide in progress. And so when the next shoe drops, whether this is hantavirus or Marburg, I think the general was making a point that we need to have local law enforcement, state law enforcement saying, no, we are not going to respond in the way that the WHO wants us to. We will do this ourselves. And Lord knows we can't count on the guy sitting in the White House right now. He might as well be the director of the WHO for purposes of this discussion. So this is a local accountability, and we all have to handle this the best way we can locally.
And what thoughts, General McInerney, about getting prepared for this, that you come from a military background, you've been in combat, and this is combat. We are in a war against freedom, a war against our very lives. And people don't really fully realize that just because there are not troops evident on our streets everywhere, we are still in a war, and we need to be more proactive about standing up with courage and boldness for our rights.
I say, Dr. Lee, that World War III has already started when the Chinese put out COVID-19, the biological attack. And because it is a biological attack, not a pandemic, Todd and Dr. Lee, I do not believe that that agreement signed in 2005 that suspends our Constitution is valid, because it's a deliberate biological attack on the world by the Chinese in accordance with their doctrine. And so I think we ought to add that to that we do not follow the rules and regulations of the World Health Organization, because we are at war with China, and China has taken on the world with internal sources from different nations, the elites. So we should look at it in this manner. And our problem is they have put out, and Todd's heard me say this, but Dr. Lee, the Afghanistan debacle, surrender, deliberate. The open borders in the South, where 2 million people at least have come across. The rampant inflation, and by the way, those 2 million people probably had 20 to 30% had COVID-19. The rampant inflation, the energy dependence that they have put us in, the racial change with critical race theory, not only in the Department of Defense, but in all our schools, the lawlessness that is sweeping, defund the police. And now you see the Ukraine, and I believe Taiwan will come up after the election. But these are all divergencies. These are to take our eye off the ball and to keep the focus away from the 2020 election, because that's how they were elected unconstitutionally. That's why the audits are important. But America doesn't understand that. So that's why I say this is more significant than the Civil War and World War II put together, because America does not realize that we are engaged with a war with the communist Chinese based on their own doctrine of massive biological attack and massive cyber warfare. They have eliminated kinetic warfare, bombs and bullets, which we're all used to. And that's why what you're doing, what we're explaining today to America, is wake up, America. The war has.
The war started. I suspect.
And we have evil people leading us.
I think you just got another cyber attack because you were cut out. And to those listening on this show today, when General McInerney is cut off, as you've just heard, that is a cyber attack on his computer systems and communication systems in his personal home. That can happen to you as well. And we all are under attack from the virus, from the propaganda, from the fear mongering, from the restriction of medications that work, and from the restriction of treatment in the hospitals. Our hospitals, as Todd and I know all too well, have become essentially death camps because people are being denied the treatment that works. They're being forced to take treatment that is toxic with remdesivir and ventilators and restriction of fluids. We are in a war for the survival of America and the free world. Our military is under attack. You have heard me do multiple shows on that. We must unite, and people listening to this show need to wake up everywhere. Todd, comments you want to add to all that we're discussing?
I think what both you and General McInerney just said couldn't be more important. He's right, by the way, when he says the 2005 international health regulations don't count. Couldn't be more right. In fact, if you were to look at the Hague Convention, the fourth Hague Convention, it talks about how one wins a war. And one of the mechanisms by which that happens is a foreign occupier, an alien occupier, the law calls it law of war, taking over the governmental functions of their opponent. So here we have a poisoned military, perhaps as many as a million of them who receive these shots. We already know that they're sick, and if they're not sick yet, they will be either, you know, sick or walking dead. Either way, they won't be able to do their jobs. We already know that there's replacement troops that have already been brought into the country. We also know that the 2014 National Defense Authorization Act allows for the government to conscript those very same people into service, paid or unpaid. So the setup is complete. It's all here, and it is a war. And I couldn't agree more that those international conventions are illegitimate. They're ultra virus. And we need to disregard those and take back our sovereignty. And the way we do it is exactly as you described. This is local action. And for those that are watching this happen with their superiors supporting it, that is treason and that is sedition. And you have an absolute right as a uniformed officer, whether that's military or whether that's in law enforcement, to effectuate arrests where you see it. Your oath is to the Constitution and to you, your citizens that you protect.
That's exactly right. And actually, I think we need to step back and look at the fact that in addition to what you've just said, what General McInerney has said, the spike protein was known to be toxic 20 years ago. And that's in the pharmaceutical research. It's in NIH research. Fauci has been involved in this. So the spike protein itself is a bioweapon, and it was engineered to be more lethal by China in collaboration with NIH and CDC in the gain of function studies that Anthony Fauci ignored the prohibitions under the Obama administration and the Trump administration, continued to fund it. So then our government creates this genetic vaccine without any long-term studies that makes your body turn into a weapons factory, making more of the spike protein. And this was originally engineered as a bioweapon. So the U.S. has obtained the genetic sequence for the vaccine from China and created a vaccine from the Chinese sequence. And the whole world mandates everybody get the vaccine with the spike protein being made by your body. The lipid nanoparticles are toxic to the reproductive system, the heart, and the brain. This vaccine crosses the blood-brain barrier, so it affects your brain and nervous system, and it affects your heart, your lungs, your kidney, your reproductive organs. And then the governments of the world are censoring all the deaths and harm caused by the vaccine, and the media is colluding with the government to suppress that. And the whole time, all of them, the governments, the media, and the big medical, big medicine, big pharma have known that we had effective medicines that was published 20 years ago. I found the paper in 5 minutes in March 2020. Hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine are antiviral and prevent infection and spread of SARS-CoV-2 virus, SARS-CoV-1 virus. All of this has been a lie perpetrated on the people of the world. This is why we are all three saying, from the military perspective, the medical perspective, and the legal perspective that you have just been hearing in this show today, this is all planned, and it is biological and social and medical, political, economic warfare for control of your life. And if you don't stand up now, you have very limited time to get your freedom back. Todd, General McInerney, I had my rant. I'd want you to add further whatever you'd like to say.
It's a good rant, Doctor.
I'm watching people die in the hospitals. We're trying to save people in the hospitals every day with our Truth for Health Foundation COVID care strategy team. And this is just the worst I've ever seen in my life. COVID patients in the U.S. are worse off than prisoners of war at Gitmo.
Yeah, they are. And you said something really important there that I really want to support. And that goes back to the planning of this thing. It also integrates the media. So you would have seen the Department of Justice now said that anybody spreading COVID misinformation is a domestic terrorist. So that means that only official sources of news are going to be tolerated. We're seeing that in Canada as well. These people colluding with the enemy, collaborating with the enemy are our enemies, right? They're committing crimes on our books today for which they can be arrested. Like I said, it's subversion, it's sedition, and it is treason. And we have to hold them accountable, and we need to effectuate arrests as fast as possible, or it will be too late.
I agree. General McInerney, your comment.
Well, all I've got to do is endorse Dr. Lee and Todd, both your comments, very strongly. We are at war, World War III, and we are fighting for our nation. And every American that listens to this, this is your Iwo Jima. This is your Normandy. This is your Battle of the Bulge. This is the fight for America and for our survival. And God bless us. We need you all, everybody, to stand up for your rights, because this is a very evil group of people that we have faced, much worse than Hitler or Tojo or Mussolini or any of them that we have faced in the past.
I couldn't agree more. And actually, the malignant, evil minds that have had the audacity, and Fauci is leading this with the Ebola gain of function research study just opened in Texas, announced this week, to make a highly lethal disease more lethal, and putting that research facility in the state of Texas. It's hard to wrap your mind around the enormity of an evil mind that will calculatedly put more people at risk. But my fellow Americans, this is what we are really up against, and your life is at stake. Time to get loud, time to get involved, time to speak with boldness and courage, take action legally with the materials that are available at vaxchoice.com, vaxxchoice.com, those that are available in the medical and legal help section of truthforhealth.org. Donate to support our medical freedom fight. Donate to support our military freedom advocacy, to help our military members who are being harmed and abused and their rights denied. They defend us. We must step up to defend them. Thank all of you for being with us today. General McInerney, I am grateful for your courage, your boldness, your service to our country. And you know, Todd, you and I are not in the military, and yet we are fighting the war as private citizens. And if we can do it, we can encourage everyone around us to do the same. We cannot be silent. We are silent no more. Join our crusade and help us in this fight for America and the freedom of the world.
Beautiful.
I want to thank both Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney and International Attorney Todd Callender for a powerful first hour discussing the very serious plan, literally, to take over totalitarian control of the world that was set in motion with agreements as early as 2005. International agreements that affect the entire world, and China's stated goal from the equivalent of their Joint Chiefs of Staff, clearly making their intent to dominate the world through biological warfare and cyber warfare. You have heard from two leading experts, and you've also heard me as a physician talking about the medical impact of all of these issues that we face. I thank both of our experts today for their courage, their dedicated desire to save the lives of not only American citizens, but people around the world whose simple desire is to live their lives in freedom and live their lives, enjoy their family, work, play, worship, and live the human experience. That is not the plan that the global predators have in mind. So it is time for all of the listeners on the TNT Radio Network to realize this is not just America that's at stake here. This is your country, your community, your lives. So remember, as we talk about the things that affect us in America, it is affecting everyone around the world. Thank you for listening on the first hour on TNT Radio. Stay tuned for the second hour, when I will be discussing what is the broader perspective of how we combat the pandemic of fear and find ways to reinstill hope and encouragement and a zest for life and a sense of community. I have a very interesting guest for the second hour, and I hope that you will stay tuned for this segment as well. And again, when we are talking about the American experience, we actually are talking about the experience of people around the world who simply wish to live in freedom. And freedom, at its core, is our God-given right. And you will hear more about that as we visit with our next guest on TNT Radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. Those 9 months were also 273 days of planning. What about your daughter's first costume party? It was out of this world. And let's not forget those barbecues you plan in detail for your family and your more vegetarian by the day best friends. That surprise party for your parents' golden anniversary? You get the golden planning. The same way you plan each detail for those moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make.
TNT.
I'm tired of it.
I don't know where to begin.
Everybody's tired of it.
TNT.
I call it the Oh My God virus.
Why do we give them the power?
Absolutely stupid.
Of course, it's ridiculous.
And it just goes along with everything else.
For them to actually mandate a vaccine.
Get the straight talk from us.
Time for us to be bold and be strong.
TNT.
And I wanted to thank you for that.
Telling the truth is the only mandate we believe in.
When you get into the facts and logic and reason thing, it drives me crazy because you're right.
TNT Radio.
They just was calling to give you my 2 cents.
TNT Radio. Live.